Pivoting if we can, Andrew, let's talk about the modal shift program launched last September at DP World Southampton. What is this exactly and how is it progressing?
Yeah, the modal shift, another very exciting program that we've developed in the UK. And as I said, it is modal shift. You know, traditionally, customers have found it financially unattractive to rail boxes close to the major ports such as Southampton, London Gateway. They find it more economical to move things by road. But what we have done is we've launched a program in Southampton in 2023 where we're trying to financially attract people to move from road to rail. Your customers are currently being offered an incentive of £80 if they move an import-laden container via rail to a railhead within 140 miles of the port. And what this is doing is changing people's mindset. You know, we're all committed to CO2, but sometimes we need an additional financial incentive to move people to the rail. And that's what we've done. The modal shift's a great initiative and has shown to be a fantastic success. You know, following the launch of the modal shift in September 2023, DP World Southampton has seen a very encouraging progress in the amount of volume handled by rail. In the first 6 months, the amount of rail percentage has changed from 21% to 35%. Yeah, this is a fantastic achievement. And it's also been supported by four new train services to Cardiff, East Midlands Gateway, Hamshall and Doncaster. Yeah, a major step forward and shows the forward innovative thinking of the team here at DP World.
Can you tell us what impact this has had in terms of carbon dioxide emissions and how do you calculate these benefits?
Yeah, I think the important, you know, in 21 to 35% doesn't probably mean much to a lot of people, but it is a very important move. But what it has saved is about 4,500 additional tons of carbon dioxide, or 13,500 lorry journeys have been removed in 6 months by this modal shift program. The amount of carbon dioxide that's been saved is more than the total emissions of our port in Southampton in 6 months. Yeah, it's a fantastic achievement. And what it also has led to some of our, further knock-on offense, you know, some of our key partners are also now trialing final mile delivery using electric vehicles. So from the port to the train and then final mile also with a more sustainable solution using electric trucks. You know, our partners are fully bought into the solution.
Hello, my name is Mike King and you've been listening to a clip from the latest Lodestar sponsored podcast. You can find more of our podcasts on all major platforms and at thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.